The hammer drops. The builder's arm seizes tightly and his muscles flex. There is tension in his veins, and he momentarily pauses, and then the hammer is lifted again. The builder briefly sighs and stretches his arm back. His grip on the hammer is firm. He swings it down yet again. There are four corners. Four corners. The box is made from long sheets of pine and 2x4s. It has been sealed tightly with nails and grout. Nothing can get inside of it. The builder slides his hammer into the loop on his tool belt. He examines the box with a level and determines his work to be finished. He places the level on his garage workshop bench and picks up a shop broom to sweep up the debris from his work. Broken boards, crooked nails, and four empty bags apiece of kitty litter, lime, and packing peanuts. The swept debris is placed into a trash bag and locked in the trunk of the builder's Toyota Corolla. The builder puts away a circular saw, a handsaw, two crowbars, and his hammer and nails. He locks them in his tall red toolbox and puts the keys in his pocket. He walks to a Rubbermaid tub in the corner and pops the lid open. From the tub, he pulls out a bucket of water seal and a bucket of cherry wood stain. He grabs three brushes as well. He returns his attention to the big wooden box. The builder runs his hand across the big pine box and works three slivers into the palm of his hand. While cutting them out with the tip of a pocket knife, he thinks about the power sander that is locked away in one of the workshop's cupboards. As the last sliver is removed, he slides the combination through a lock, left, right, left, and left, and left, and pops the lock off and pulls out the power sander. The sander makes short work of smoothing the wood. It does this loudly, yet most importantly, quickly. The builder wears earplugs and protective goggles. Dusty wood grains fill the air in a veritable cloud. After several minutes of sanding, the builder runs his hand across the box again and is satisfied with his work. He first opens the bucket of cherry wood stain. It is a deeply reddish brown. He applies a coat of the stain. He leaves the box alone for hours while it dries. He reapplies another coat of stain and then waits. He repeats this pattern several times. When the box is dried and stained to his satisfaction, he treats the wood with the water seal. He uses every last drop of it and leaves the box to dry in the garage. The builder shuts the light off in the garage and walks inside his house to his living room. He sits down on the couch with a can of beer. The beer is cold and satisfying. He breathes in deeply after taking a good long pull on the can and stares at the room. The living room is a mess. There are shattered china plates everywhere. The glass window of the corner armoire has been smashed open, and the ceramic collectibles it once contained have been broken to pieces. The builder looks at the mess and shakes his head. There is blood stained on the walls in the great red splashes, almost like Jackson Pollock canvases. In fact, the whole room looks like a Jackson Pollock piece. Two garbage bags sit half open to the side of the couch. They contain an entire bedsheet set covered in blood. The blood is not as red as the blood on the walls. It looks brown. Dark, dried, dead even. The builder flinches at the sight of it. He makes a mental note to tie the sacks off and lock them in the trunk of the Toyota Corolla in the garage. He turns the television on and finds it stuck on the Lifetime channel, in the midst of a movie about a woman who overcomes adversity, addiction, and the abuse of an angry husband. Stories so prevalent and stock in nature that an entire television channel is devoted to making movies about them. The builder watches the images, but his mind is too preoccupied to follow the story. He thinks to himself, "Shit, how am I gonna get out of this one? Where am I gonna bury this box at? How am I supposed to go about reporting Sheila missing? Did I get all the blood off the bathroom tile and grout yet? Should I just fuck it all and run off? What am I gonna do?" The box, meanwhile, sits alone in the darkened garage, a non-answer to all of these questions.